Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. You know, I often speak and write about the need for everyone to behave like good neighbors at work. But what if you went one step further and turned your workplace into mini neighborhoods? That's exactly what the consulting firm EKS&H has done with their 650 employee office in Denver, Colorado. Recognized as one of the best places to work in Denver, the accounting firm has gone out of its way to get their office environment right, with the belief that if you get the environment right, the right employees will want to work there. And one of the ways they've done that, just one of the ways, is by subdividing all their offices, which are spaced out over 7 floors, into distinct neighborhoods. Each neighborhood is given a nickname, such as Cellar Dwellers or Margaritaville, and uniquely decorated so it always feels like you're walking into a new hood. The neighborhoods create a sense of community, foster pride and ownership in everyone's work areas, foster friendly competition between different neighborhoods, and even encourage employees to occasionally pull fun pranks on their neighbors. A simple but effective idea to help create a sense of community in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip. A fun way to force a change of perspective at your next brainstorming meeting is to try some role storming, where participants look at an issue from a different person's perspective. Several companies do this as a regular part of their brainstorming routine. Some have even created cards so people can randomly select a role to play. Now, the cards can include various random occupations: plumber, sales clerk, grocery bagger, astronaut, secret agent. They could include fictional characters and famous people, living or dead. You know, Thomas Edison, Meryl Streep, Eleanor Roosevelt, Steven Spielberg, Steve Jobs. Create a pack of cards, random perspectives, have people draw from them, and try a little role storming at your next brainstorming meeting. Another quote of the week from George Carlin: just because you got the monkey off your back, it doesn't mean the circus has left town. And from our It's a Wacky World file, our National Post newspaper recently featured a summary of 2016's Duh Studies. Study conclusions that seem rather obvious, such as marijuana makes rats lazy. That's good to know. Pets make people happy. Definitely a duh. Higher food prices cause people to shop differently. We should almost be rating these according to the level of duhness. Millennials can't afford homes in Vancouver. Given that Vancouver was recently listed as the 3rd most expensive housing in the world, I'm fairly certain most boomers can't afford to live there either. And finally, in the duh study file, sex ed is awkward for high school students. Well, as always, I invite you to cruise over to the old website, www.humoratwork, for articles, for videos, for all sorts of resources, and to sign up for the print version of this podcast. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.